This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Rojan and Noel. So we had some news that the government is launching this public-private partnership COVID-19 Industry Immunisation Programme, which is better known by its acronym PICAS, beginning June 16th, which is tomorrow. So PICAS is going to be enabling employees in some key economic sectors to be prioritised to get a vaccine. MITI is coordinating companies in the manufacturing sector, but other economic sectors are also included in the programme under their respective ministries, such as plantations, construction, as well as retail.
So PICAS is meant to complement the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme, or PIC, just to clarify, and expedite the attainment of herd immunity while also preventing further workplace clusters from sprouting. I think that is clearly a risk area.
So does the PICAS programme finally provide some clarity on the vaccination process for economic frontliners? Well, for some reactions from an industry perspective, this morning we're speaking with Dato' Shamsuddin Bardan, Executive Director of the Malaysian Employers Federation. Dato', good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. So overall, the launch of PICAS must be good news for employers. Is there, though, sufficient clarity for businesses in terms of which companies and sectors are eligible to apply for vaccinations under PICAS? Walk us through what criteria you're aware of.
Yeah, of course. The government actually had discussed with associations on how PICAS is going to be implemented. And of course, I think industries are clear about what kind of program is being implemented under PICAS. We understand that it is meant for the initial period, is meant for the manufacturing sector, the critical ones like the electrical and electronics, the food processing, iron and steel, medical and services, things like that, and PPE manufacturers, oil and gas, and rubber glove, and things like that will be, of course, be given the priority. And of course, after much discussion, of course, we come to the more or less like a consensus with the government to say that, okay, look, you know, as far as the vaccine is concerned, the government will, of course, bear the cost of the vaccine supply, but industries are expected to bear the cost of the provision of the administrative arrangement, things like provision of the vaccination center, the personnel and crowd control, thing like that. Yeah, and of course, this has to be done at a center where the company concerned can guarantee at least 1,000 employees to be vaccinated at a given time. But of course, this is one of the concern of industries, as to come up with 1,000 may not be that easy. And you have to talk to some of your surrounding neighbors, things like that, to get the 1,000. And of course, here the issue is we try to actually avoid overcrowding. But here when we say that, okay, look, you must bring in 1,000, so that is a concern on how can we control then the overcrowding at the vaccination center. Right? Some of the industries are saying that, okay, look, why don't we actually talk about establishing or deploying the mobile units, where the mobile units can go to the smaller places of employment. And with that kind of situation, of course, it's easier for us to manage the crowd itself.
So in terms of the timeline here, Dato, what have employers been told regarding the vaccination targets or timeline under PICAS? Any details here?
Yeah, I think there is no details on the timeline, but we suppose that industries will be given sufficient time for them to make the necessary arrangement. And of course, as industries, we are very, I would say, eager to actually get our employees to be vaccinated, because then we are able to actually create that kind of herd immunity within the employees, at least. Yeah, and of course, I would say that the program, this far under MITI, had attracted quite a number of good response. We understand that more than 500 companies had actually registered and applied for the program, and slightly more than 100,000 of employees are being registered also.
What are the main challenges that you foresee in this rollout of PICAS?
Yeah, of course, I mean the challenge is basically how can we get the numbers? That I think is the greatest challenge. And you know that Malaysian employers are basically not a big-time employers. Many of them are small-time employers, mainly the SMEs. Yeah? And of course, there are also, I would say, smaller micro-enterprises that may operate in certain localities. And this is how actually we can actually try to actually get the employees of these kind of companies to be vaccinated. And what is important is basically for us to create a herd immunity within the workforce itself, and not just the workforce of the bigger companies only.
And are there any other elements that you feel require further clarification or mitigation on the part of the government, Dato'?
Yep. Of course, the part that I think we as employers require to be really be addressed is the what happened to the other employees outside the manufacturing sector. Yes, we understand that, of course, the other ministries in charge of the industries are also trying to roll in. But basically, of course, thus far, we had not heard very much on this kind of aspect. And of course, we would love to see that all the employees, all the workers in the private sector be given the vaccination so that at least now we are really being preparing them to actually to really be ready for the economic recovery. Because as it is now, I think we are very worried as employers because there are so many new workplace clusters, things like that. And of course, we want actually this kind of thing to be addressed quickly.
So, Dato', from your engagements with the employer community, and you noted also that the workplace clusters are increasing. This is something that the DG said yesterday. What's behind this, right? Are employers putting profit before safety of their workers and not implementing the required SOPs? Is it as simple as that?
I think that perception is not totally true, because I think as employers, we are very much concerned on the health aspect and also the safety aspect of the workplace. Yeah? And of course, this so-called workplace cultures and workplace clusters sometimes can give the wrong impression, because the employee may actually contact the COVID-19 outside the workplace, but so happen to be detected when he come to work. So that particular situation is being considered as the workplace cluster. So that, I think, is something that I think we are trying to grapple with as employers. And of course, I think as employers, we are being put on a very bad light as far as the workplace clusters are concerned. And this is where we try to address the situation. And of course, as employers, we don't want to actually have any cases even under workplace cluster, because the cost to that particular employer can be very high. Closures of the company for a certain period, then the sanitization cost, and of course the part is on the screening cost, thing like that. And this is where perhaps once we are able to get the employees vaccinated, all these kind of concerns and issues will perhaps be managed better.
Dato', thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Dato' Shamsuddin Bardan, Executive Director at the Malaysian Employers Federation, giving us some insight into an industry perspective since we've had this announcement of the PIKAS program, which takes place, starts off tomorrow. And we're also going to be hearing from the International Trade and Industry Ministry later this morning at about 8:45 a.m., the PIKAS coordinator for the manufacturing sector. So be sure to stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and the manufacturing sector is going to be one that's particularly being paid attention to, right? So I think they'll be given priority here. And based on the numbers that we've got, it's because a lot of the cases do come from the manufacturing sector in terms of the workplace clusters, right? So and a lot of times we think about workplace clusters, we think about our own working areas. But really, I think based on the numbers we have to date, manufacturing accounts about 23.6% of positivity rate based on this article here, Malaysia Kini. To date, 1,328 workplace clusters have been detected, 147,000 people tested positive for COVID-19 out of 620,000 people screened. So that's where we're seeing a lot of this come from, including factories as well. 639 clusters, including from factories. So maybe this is where the focus needs to be, right?
Dato', to put this in perspective, the manufacturing is one of the main engines of growth in this country. That it's a huge sector, right? So you can imagine that there will be a, quite a big clusters there. And also the way it's set up, right? Factories, you need workers to be, you know, you can't work from home, right? You can't make things at home, right? So, and then a lot of these workers also live in very cramped conditions. Their living conditions are often very
majority questionable. Of people infected in workplace clusters are non-citizens, 68% of infectivity of cases at this point.
Yeah, so this is something that we'll be watching closely. Do also vote on the poll that we have running on the BFM Twitter account. But right now we're heading into the 8 o'clock news bulletin and then the breakfast grill, where I'll be speaking with Charles Santiago, MP for Klang, and Professor Datuk Dr. Denison Jayasuria, former Suhakam and Royal Police Commission Commissioner. So be sure to stay tuned for that after the news. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.